ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಶ್ರೀ ನಂದಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಗನ್ ದ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇಟರ್ನಲಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಚೂಸನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್, ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಸಿ ಟು ಅನದರ್, ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಟು ಅ ಸ್ಪೀಸಿ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೂಲ್, ನೋ ಒನ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಕಂಪನಿ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್. ಬಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಅಕಂಪನಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ಫುಲ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಕಂಪನೀಸ್ ಅಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹೀನಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಇನ್ ಡಿಮಾನಿಕ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಕಂಪನಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರೂಲಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹೃದಯ, ಈಸ್ ಸೂರುದ, ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಟಿಮೇಟ್, ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಡೌನ್, ದ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಜಮುನಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಪರ್ವತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್. ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಹಿಯರ್, ಭೌಮ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಇನ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಸಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೀರ್ ರಸಮ್. ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್, ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೂ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಇದು ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಮರಾಠಿ ಮೇ ವಿ ಸೇ ಲುಟು ಪುಟುಚಿ ಲಡಾಯಿ, ಲುಟು ಪುಟುಚಿ ಲಡಾಯಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಲಿ ಫೈಟ್, ಯು ನೋ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ವಿನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ಡಿಸಿಷನ್, ಸಂಬಡಿ ಲೂಸಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ಡಿಸಿಷನ್. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫನ್ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರಿಯಲ್ ಎನ್ಮಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ರಿಯಲಿ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಎನ್ವಿ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಭೌಮ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭೌಮ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಬೇಬಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಎವರ್ ನವ ಯವನ ದೇರ್, 16-year-old ಯೂತ್, ನ ಕಿಶೋರ್ ನವ ಕಿಶೋರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಎವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಶ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎವರ್ ಯೂತ್ಫುಲ್ 16-year-old ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಬಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಬೇಬಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಬರ್ತ್, ಕ್ರಾಲಿಂಗ್, ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಸ್ಚಿವಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಸ್ಟೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಬಟರ್, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಟೈಮ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಶಾರ್ಟ್, ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಟ್ ಡೌನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಕೇಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೈಲಾಶ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೇ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಬೇಬಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಎನಿವೇರ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸಾಧು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಕಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಮೂವ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗೋಕುಲ್ ನಂದಗ್ರಾಮ್. ಸೊ ಯು ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಯಶೋಧಮ್ಮ ಸೆಡ್ ನೋ, ಯು ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಯು ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಗೈಸ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ವುಮನ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಆಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಂಡ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪೈಥಾನ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಕಾರ್ಟ್, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಯೂಸುವಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಧು. ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಯು ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲಾಲ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಪರ್ಲ್ಸ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಡೈಮಂಡ್ಸ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಗ್ರೇನ್ಸ್, ಟೇಕ್ ಜ್ಯುವೆಲರಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್, ಬಟ್ ನೋ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾಲಾ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರೂ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೈಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಶಿ ಗೇವ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಶಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ದ ಡೋರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅವೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬೋರೋಸ್, ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದರ್ಶನ್. ಸೊ ಈ ವೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ನಿಯರ್ ಬೈ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಶೇಶ್ವರ್ ಒನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಶೇಶ್ವರ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಇನ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೋಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದರ್ಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಶಾ, ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೋಟ್ಲಿ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಹೋಪ್. ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ನೋ ಹೋಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೋಪ್ಲೆಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಸಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ದರ್ ಹೋಪ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಎಕ್ಸಿಬಿಟೆಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಆಶೇಶ್ವರ್ ಒನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಈ ಕ್ರೈಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾಸಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಯಶೋಧ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಸೈಡ್, ಸಾರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಇಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಮೆಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಓವರ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಟುಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಪನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಪನ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರೆನ್? which can make mother and father dance, helpless, to go in some sambrama, you know, what is called confusion. And I am fully experienced in that. What is the meaning of getting completely confused? Why the baby is crying, we don't know. So Krishna took their final weapon and cried so much that whatever or toys and songs and makhan and best things in the world she offered, he was just throwing everything away. And Purnamasi, you know, she is a guru of all the gopis, she came and she said, maybe that Baba who came was very effulgent looking. Maybe by his mercy, he will stop crying. Who's Purnamasi? She is Baba's wife. One Baba who has come from Kailash, that is wife. She has come as Purnamasi in the Nandgaon Leela, Braj Leela. So on her advice, then some gopis go and call Shivji Baba. And Lord Shiva come here, comes back here. And immediately Mother Yashoda brought the baby. And as soon as Lord Shiva touched the feet of this baby, the baby stopped crying. So what Krishna cannot do? Huh? You should have hope. This story is a very hope-giving story. That if we cry like Lord Shiva, helplessly, begging for darshan, begging for seva, we may not beg for darshan so much, but we will beg definitely for seva. And Lord Krishna will take out his invincible weapon. At what time, what weapon he'll take out, we don't know, but he'll definitely take out, depending upon the strength of our cry, and strength of our helpless crying, like a baby. So by this particular pastime, Lord Krishna convinced all of us that I am there and I will be available to you, those who are very sincere devotees, those who are surrendered, those who are crying like a baby, I am available to them. So in the Sakhas of Krishna there are, of course it is said that Nandgaon is the source of Sakya Leela. It is source of two Leelas. One is Vatsal Leela of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, parental affection. And Sakya Leela, the friends of Krishna are all here. There is Sakya Bhav is two types. One is Aishwarya Sakya Bhav and one is Braj Sakya Bhav. In Aishwarya Sakya Bhav, we have Arjuna of Pandavas, we have Uddhava of Dwarka. They are very close friends of Krishna. Their every thought is for Krishna, every action is for Krishna. The life is surrendered to Krishna, but still they have the understanding of Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Sakya Leela in Braj Bhumi is devoid of the understanding of Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the Sakhas, they don't know who Krishna is. They only know Krishna as their best friend. And there are many categories of Krishna's friends. Today we are going to go to Tir Kadamba, where Rup Goswami is performing his bhajan. He performed his bhajan over there. So all my description today is from Nectar of Devotion, where Rup Goswami is describing about Sakya Leela. He describes there are four kind of sakhas. The first kind of sakhas are were well-wishers. They are little elder than Krishna. All these sakhas are mostly of the same age. But you know, in one class of the college or school, there are people, you know, who are 1 month elder, 2 months elder, 15 days elder, and sometimes 3 months elder. There is a range, but everybody is of some vayaska, of the same age. But this well-wisher kind of gopas, they are little elder than Krishna. And they are in a protective mood to Krishna. The leader of this group is Mandali Bhadra. And Mandali Bhadra, or Bhadranga, another person is Bhadranga, and there are many more. This their mood is to protect Krishna. So whenever Krishna goes out, they are carrying weapons with them. Some is carrying sticks, some is carrying sword, some is carrying club, and many weapons, and they are always watchful. Which demon is coming, from which side animals are coming, anybody is harming Krishna, or is Krishna hungry, is he tired? So when Arishtasur came to attack, this Mandali Bhadra was ready with the sword, you know. And then onwards, he would always hear thunders in the sky and he would take out his sword. And others would tell him, hey Mandali Bhadra, don't worry, this is only thundering in the sky. Arishtasura has not come. So constantly in that mood. And when Krishna would get tired, the Mandali Bhadra will call, hey Ojasvi, please come, Krishna is tired. Take his legs in your lap and start massaging. I will take his head in my lap and start massaging. When Krishna is hungry, they will call friends and tell, please bring food, he is hungry. when he is tired, please make him rest in your lap. This is the mood of the well-wishers. And they are constantly vigilant and looking around what is happening around Krishna and are in the mood of protection and taking care of him. The second category of sakhas are called sakha. They are also of equal age, but they are pure sakhas. That means there is no question of protection or service or anything. Another aspect of these sakhas, I'll tell you, categories. First is well-wisher, second is sakhas, third is priya sakha, and fourth is priya narma sakha. I made a little mistake. So this second category is little younger than Krishna. Maybe little junior, 1 month, 15 days, 2 months, like that. And their mood is that they are constantly in the humble mood of service. You know what, Krishna will wake up in the morning and play his flute. Every day he does that. First thing in the morning, he plays the flute. And all the gopas just jump from their bed, wherever they are, in whichever houses they are. And they come, they get up ready, get ready fast and come running to Krishna's house. And they are very humbly, expectantly waiting at the door, near the pillar, you know, very, very waiting in the mood of what service I can do. So Mother Yashoda will say, "Hey Bhadra, you want to serve Krishna? Please come." So then Krishna is being bathed by Mother Yashoda, and these people are holding the pot down and collecting water or giving the saintly material to Krishna, to Mother Yashoda. And then when Mother Yashoda is dressing the upper garment, they are putting the ankle bells. When Krishna is, Mother Yashoda is putting the pitambar, they are doing some other service, putting the wrist belts, the armlets, like that. So they are always eager. And also when Mandali Bhadra needs them, these are the sakhas who are running immediately to provide food, to provide lap, to provide massage, to provide sleep to Krishna, to provide all comforts. They are always eager to serve Krishna. And the third sakhas are priya sakha. Nanda Maharaj had four brothers, two elder and two younger, and he was the fifth one in between. But the qualities of Nanda Maharaj were so magnanimous, so glorious. He was so exemplary in his behavior that Upananda, the eldest brother, being eldest, he was supposed to be the king. But out of his love and kindness and appreciation for his middle brother, he made him the king of Nandagaon. And all these four brothers had two sons. And they make up the Ashtasakha of Krishna. And Krishna Balaram were born from Nanda Maharaj as foster sons. So two Krishna Balaram and eight Ashtasakhas. And they come in the category of Priya Sakhas. And they are supposed to be pure friends. They don't have any service mode. They have two kinds of bhavas. One is Thai Bhava and one is Vibhichari Bhava. And Thai Bhava means they always accompany Krishna. They play with him. They jump in the water of Jamuna. They play chess with him. They play marbles with him. Whenever Krishna will lose the game in two parties, then they will take Krishna Balaram on their shoulders and give them round. And whenever Krishna will lose, and he will carry the sakhas on their shoulders and take them around. Very beautiful, very friendly. There is no question of, they will tease Krishna, they will criticize Krishna, they will chastise Krishna. They will do all sorts of friendly nature with no hesitation and no unreverence. The other people will have some unreverence. The first and second category. But this third category is very intimate with Krishna. What are their names? Sridhama is supposed to be the chief of this group. Then there is Amshu. There is Stoka Krishna. There is Kinkini. There is Sudama. There is Dama, Vasudama and Bhadrasen. And many more. Ashtasakha and many more are in the Priyasakha category. And this Sudama, not the one which is Brahman in Dwarka, one who went to Dwarka. This is different Sudama. There is also one Arjun, which is not the Arjun of Pandava, so it is a different Arjun as a Gopa of Krishna's friend. So this Sudama used to always defeat Krishna in wrestling. So when Krishna was lifting Govardhan, the other Sakha said, "See, you are aware, no? Sudama is always defeating you in wrestling match. Why don't you just give for some time the Govardhan mountain in his hands?" And others would say, the people who are in the younger group, that is Sakha group, they say, "Oh Krishna, you must be very tired now. Your left hand is holding the mountain such a long time. Shall I massage your hand? You can take it on right hand for some time. I'll massage your left hand." Then he will not do that. And then they will bring some support to the left hand and, you know, massage while he is lifting. All those things they will do. Sridhama is a very special friend of Krishna. He is the elder brother of Radharani. He was born before Radharani. And Narad Muni had blessed him that you will receive the best love from Krishna. You will become best friend of Krishna. Because when he caught darshan of Radharani at Rawal, he was very pleased. And he saw this boy who was presented to me first as the child of Vrishabhanu and Kritida Mataji. So he had got a blessing. And his love, this category of friends of Krishna is, they are so intimate. They are so intimate that they cannot stay without seeing Krishna even for a moment. They cannot tolerate the separation from Krishna. For example, when Krishna went to subdue Kaliya in the waters of Jamuna, Sridhama was crying and crying and crying, embracing trees, you know, beating his head against the trees, falling unconscious, shedding tears like anything. And when Krishna came out after subduing Kaliya, he first went and embraced Sridhama. And what did he say? Sridhama said, "Do you know how much we suffer? What is this activity of yours, leaving us and going? We were almost dead. We can't tolerate separating from you. And you were underwater for such a long time, for so many hours. I was almost dead." And knowing well the feelings of Sridhama, Krishna came out and first embraced him with his broad arms and make him smile. Such are these groups of people. And this Sridhama is one small pastime, I'll tell you. How intimately he is attached to Krishna. And when Krishna would leave them in the evening, he will become very much burning in the fire of separation. He would start meditating, how will I pass the whole evening and the whole night and till morning first prahar? How will I live? How will I survive? So every day he was suffering, suffering and suffering. And one day he told Krishna that, "Krishna, I just cannot live without you. After you leave me in the evening, you are in the mother's lap in the evening, sleeping nicely, and you are playing with the gopis. You know, you should know that when it will become twilight time, Krishna will divide in two parts. He will become Yashoda Krishna and go and sleep in the lap of Mother Yashoda after eating milk, drinking milk and makhan. Another part is Gopi Krishna. He will go and join gopis in Rastila." So Sridhama said that you are enjoying pastime with gopis. They are having your association. Mother Yashoda has a fortune of keeping you in her lap and giving milk and butter. I am burning here. Please do something. At least give me a picture of yours. So Krishna came and told his mother, "My friend Sridhama is crying. Do something about it." So she didn't take it seriously. First, even Krishna didn't take it seriously. But Sridhama was like, you know, showing his feelings. And he also told seriously to his mother. Mother first didn't take seriously. And Krishna said, "Mother, it is a very serious matter. It is not easy." So what is the big thing? Take a white paper. Take a brush. Take black color and just put 2-3 strokes of black color. That is your picture. So Krishna became very angry. He said, "Mother, please don't joke. This is a serious matter. My friend is burning in separation." So then she called Chitra Sakhi and told, "Please come and paint picture of Krishna." So she was very happy that she got service, personal service. Mother Yashoda, the mother of our beloved Krishna, is giving us service. So she went and sat down. And you need to have a posture of a person to draw picture, right? Now, I tell you, draw a picture of Raghunandan. So Raghunandan has to be one place, no? We cannot be playing around here and there. I cannot capture one mood of his to paint. So she was sitting and she was trying to meditate on one mood of Krishna. But you know, Krishna is millions of bhav, he is radiant gopis. So long time she meditated to fix one mood of Krishna in her mind to paint the picture, but she could not. And then she realized, "There is a mistake I have done. I have not gone and taken blessings of Radharani. Who can fix Krishna in anybody's mind? It's only Radharani. When her blessings are there, her mercy comes upon us, one can fix his mind on the heart, in the heart where Krishna is, or she will reveal Krishna in the heart where you can fix up your mind." So she sat down and she went up to Radharani and fell at her lotus feet and told that, "I have the service. I surrender to you. Please bless me that I can draw a picture of Krishna." Then she blessed him. And then immediately, one very funny, joking, in Chadmalila, you know Chadmalila? Chadmalila means he becomes brahmachari, he becomes a bangle seller, he becomes malin, dhadin, so many forms. He fools gopis, you know, in that very funny mood was fixed up in the heart of Chitra, and very fast she drew the picture before that chubby goes from her heart. And she runs with the picture and comes to Yashoda and gives, this is the picture of Krishna. And then she gave it to Krishna and Krishna gave it to Sridhama. And Sridhama then would whole night see the picture of Krishna and would somehow partially pacify him. So this kind of attachment these Priya Sakhas have. They cannot live without Krishna. They cannot think of living without Krishna. Constantly they are looking at Krishna and performing pastime. They are sharing their tiffins. They bring sweetmeats. They bring beautiful items. They eat those beautiful things, taste them, and then put in the mouth of Krishna. There are no etiquettes. Like, you know, Namo Vishnupadaya, Namo Brahmanda Devaya, Ghanti. Nothing is there. There is straight mouth-to-mouth exchange of the food. Brahmaji has very well experienced that. You know, when he was coming from the skies on the swan and trying to see whether he is Krishna or not, one who killed Agasura, and he saw the beautiful sight of all the Priya Sakhas surrounding Krishna as lotus petals, with Krishna being the whirl of the lotus flower, and everybody was just eating something and putting in the mouth of Krishna. Taste, taste, this is tasty, this is my mother has made, so beautiful, please taste it. And Brahma was wondering, what kind of offering is this? There is no bell, there is no mantras, there is no Purush Sukta here. And then between, what happened? Suddenly Madhu Mangal came from distance and he had a big pot of lassi with him. And he was saying, everybody was exchanging their sweetmeats one after another to Krishna's mouth. He said, if I go there in the assembly, I have to share my lassi. So he just gulped the lassi one after another, and the last sip of lassi he was gulping, Krishna saw him. Krishna just jumped from his position, went running to him, and last sip he gulped in the mouth and it was filled with in the cheeks. He gave one punch on both sides suddenly of the cheeks, and a very beautiful stream of lassi came out of his mouth. And Krishna immediately cupped his hands and drank it. And Brahma was the maximum bewildered to see this. What kind of mercy is this? We are hankering for prasad of Krishna, and here Krishna is, you know, taking the prasad of his devotees. That much how he loves his Priya Sakhas. So this is exchange between the intimacy of love between he and his friends Priya Sakhas. Next group of Sakhas are Priya Narma Sakha. They are the most intimate, and they are the transition between Gopas and the Gopis. Huh? Whenever Krishna has to see, this is a very special group headed by Subal, and there is also Ujjwal, and there is also Arjun, Gandharva and Vasanta, some of the friends. Again, the Arjun is the Braj Arjuna, and Ujjwal is a very expert in negotiating with gopis, in exchanging message with gopis, in trying to pacify gopis and Radharani when they are angry with Krishna. To the extent that Radharani and gopis also appreciate them very much. They feel to see, when specifically when Krishna, Radharani was angry and she went to Mansarovar and she cried tears which formed a pond. Burning tears came up from her eyes in anger for Krishna, and that made a full lake in Mansarovar, opposite side of Jamuna. And she was angry there, and then Krishna sent Ujjwala. And Ujjwala spoke to her so nicely that she told Lalita afterwards, I was so angry with Krishna, but his Ujjwal is so sweet. The way he spoke to me, I had to give up my anger. I had to go and meet Krishna. How lucky Krishna is that he has friends like this. And his Subal is very expert in, whenever Krishna goes in too much separation from Radharani, he is the one who finds solution. He is the one who does some tricks. He is very intelligent. And he devises such kind of plans, you know, where Krishna will definitely meet Radharani. And one time Radharani and gopis were standing somewhere away, and Palika made a bida, battle preparation, and she sent for Krishna. And then Ujjwal, without making any other gopa know, he just went to Krishna and whispered something in the ears of Krishna, and while whispering and while making him laugh, suddenly pushed that bida in his mouth. And Radharani is stealing from this and see how expert he is. Nobody has come to know also except us in the group of the coward boys. He has so expertly pushed that bida in his mouth. And then look, just now Krishna is embracing. Krishna just suddenly, after having the bida in the mouth, embraced him so tightly, his cheeks to his cheeks, his shoulder to his shoulder, his arms to his back, Krishna's arms on his and his back. Krishna is caressing him and really loving him. And Radharani is saying, see how they are fortunate. in public they can embrace Krishna. We have to find a suitable time, suitable mood, suitable situation, and wait for that embrace for such a long time. And this Ujjwal is so fortunate that anytime, anywhere, Krishna is embracing and giving the nectar of his embrace to all these devotees. One beautiful story of Subal's expertise. Subal has a very unique feature. Subal has features exactly like Radharani. He also looks like Radharani. He also wears blue dress, and Radha also wears blue dress, because they don't want to forget Krishna anytime. So one time Krishna went to Kokilavan with Subal. Kokilavan is little far from here, not very far. And he started playing the eighth note on his flute. The eighth note of his flute is totally 100% dedicated for Radharani. When he will play that note on his flute, only Radha, Radha, Radha will come out. And only Radharani will hear it. Rest all will hear something else. But Radharani will hear the call from Krishna. And intensely Krishna called her through his flute from Kokilavan. And one time he would play flute and he would go some distance and see whether she has come or not. Because usually when he will play that note, she will come. First he will play and she will start getting dressed up. And second time she'll start putting ornaments. Third time she'll play. So he has hope that after I play 2-3 times, then she will start coming. And then he will play one time and he will go and see. And he will not see her. Again he will play. And third time and fourth time and fifth time, Subal was waiting. Krishna was waiting. And no response. Then Krishna fainted after a few times playing the flute. And he said, "Subal, I can't maintain my life. I will die." And he fell down. And Subal took him in his lap. Great love. "Oh Krishna, don't worry. I am there. I will do something." "No Subal, I don't think this time you can do something. I will die. And if I die, please give my peacock feather, my flute and my gunjamala to Radharani as gift." And Subal was in tears. We all are laughing. Subal was in a serious condition. That what if he really dies? So then he pacified Krishna. "So I will try my best." He said, "Subal, I only have faith in you. You have helped me in the past several times. If you don't bring her this time, then surely I will die. So please go very soon. I will somehow try to maintain my life." And then Subal went. He was praying actually. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, please help me in serving my friend Krishna, who is dying out of feelings of separation from her beloved Radharani. So he went. And you know, he is very expert. He has all kinds of beautiful plans in his mind. So he went to Javat, where she was married to Abhimanyu. And there are two ladies, you know, very famous ladies, Jatila and Kutila. They are pure devotees of the Lord, but their job is to keep Radha and Krishna separately, not to make them meet. So she's sitting on the just front gate of her bungalow, of her mahal. And Subal is like, you know, purposely moving like confused person back and forth. So she says, "Hey Subal, what has happened to you? Why are you moving like mad back and forth?" She says, "No mother, I lost my calf. And someone told me on the way that my calf has gone towards Abhimanyu's house, that is your house." So he said, "Oh, you look so red, you know, burning in hot sun. You look to be tired. Please go in the house. There are some friends of my daughter-in-law, Radha. They will give some water to you and some sweetmeats. You can get refreshed and again search your calf." He's wanted dad only. So immediately rushed inside the house. "Yes, I am very thirsty." He went inside the house and there Radharani is sitting amongst her girlfriends, crying like anything, because the moment she heard the flute from Kokilavan, she was like, so eager to leave. She left also with pot in the hand to fetch water from Jamuna in that guise. But mother said, Jatila said, "Why are you going now? All the pots are filled in the house. There is no need of water. Go back." So she said, "What to do now? What trick I can play?" So she was hopelessly sitting in the middle of her friends and crying. "My life is useless. You know, my beloved is calling me. I am not able to go. Better I die now." So Lalita was crying, Vishwa was crying, what to do? And here comes Subal. So, wow, Subal has come. "Subal, any message from my beloved?" He said, "He is dying there." He said, "I am dying over here, what to do?" So then, Subal said, "I have an idea." First they gave her milk and they gave him refreshments. And he said, "I have an idea. I will become you, you become me. Because I look like you, you look like me. Radharani said, I have got two difficulties in becoming you. I have got raised Vakshasthal due to the bashful, youthful feelings for Krishna, and I've got long hair. He said, I already thought about it, don't worry. He said that you take my turban and tell your friends to tie your hair inside the turban and make it as if a male turban. And give me one of your calf for which I have come to search. It's very relevant. One of your calves, you hold on your chest only like this. And you walk. And when you will go out of your house as me, as Subal, mother will ask you, hey Radha, where are you going? You will say, Don't say anything because your voice will be different. My voice is different. So they immediately got enchanted, enamored and encouraged. And all the sakhis immediately, undressed Radharani. Subal immediately removed her feta and removed his dhoti and kurta. And they exchange. And Radharani removed her mascara and all her feminine decoration done by gopis. And she put nice male earrings and all the ornaments were given to Subal. And Subal became, they put artificial hair to him. They put mascara to him. They made beautiful decorations. Sola Sringar. And they made him sit in between the gopis as usual, as before. And then they gave one big calf. And she held on her chest. And then there was a feta, beautiful feta. And mother Jatila was there on the door. She said, where are you going? She said, she didn't say anything. She said, And she just went. Hey, Subal, did you find your calf? And she went. And she went all the way to Kokilavan, Subal in the house, in the form of Radharani. And then Kokilavan, she continued, and Krishna was playing flute and again walking and singing, and she saw from distance Radharani was coming. And saw Subal coming, basically. Am I telling correctly or confusing all of you? Subal has dressed as Radharani, and Radharani has dressed as Subal. So who is coming for Krishna? Subal. Subal is coming. So he's saying, Subal, you came alone. So she didn't say anything. So the calf was found. Calf was on the chest. What is the use of bringing this calf? You are supposed to bring Radharani. So Radharani acted further for some time. And then there was a situation of intense emergency. He again fell down unconscious. And this time Radharani left that calf and ran and took Krishna in lap. And said, I am not Subal. I am Radharani. And she immediately removed her feta. And then her beautiful snake-like black hair rolled on her body. And then Krishna held her hand. And they went deep in the forest and he played flute and they had beautiful pastimes together, intimate discussions of loving talks. And it was too much time, many hours passed away. And then Krishna again played flute and there Subal, who was Radharani, took the pot along with the friends. And all the friends said, water is over in the house now. We have to go and fill the water. So all the gopis, they kept Subal in between, not to expose him too much. They just surrounded him and just all group, as a group they went out. And they all went to bank of Jamuna. And there came Krishna and Subal, Krishna and Radharani. And they met together in the bank of Jamuna. And they exchanged their dress there. Subal became Subal and Radharani became Radharani again. And the calf was released to have enjoyment in Brajbhumi. And Radharani came back home with the filled water in the pots. So you can see the intelligence of Subal. He devises many, many, many beautiful plans to somehow meet Radha and Krishna together. As when time comes to extend messages, time comes to give signals, time comes to negotiate, from Radharani's side is Lalita, always in front. She is very aggressive, she is very strong. Radharani is very shy and very merciful. And Lalita is in front. And Ujjwal and Subal are not in fighting mood. They are always in subservient mood. Their job is always to pacify gopis when they are angry. So they can't be aggressively fighting with gopis. So on behalf of Krishna, they become the best messengers and they serve. In this Nandgaon, I will tell you some local stories to you. That everybody, a man could be of 90 years or a boy could be of 5 years. They are all in Sakya Bhav. So you will find here old people, but when they start talking, they start talking like a young friend of Krishna. You can be amazed to see an old man with no teeth in the mouth, but talking like a child to you. And said, our Goswamiji is here, he just went away. His father was Devikinandan Shastri. And I saw him till 87 years of old age. And he would talk such sweet things about Krishna, you know, as if Krishna is like his pal, you know, close friend of his. And he would, any Bhagavatam shloka you would say, from there onwards he will recite Bhagavatam till end, with all purports and everything. He had Bhagavatam by heart. Another pastime, another person was there here, who just lives exactly down that gate outside of the Mandir, the stony gate, you get down and exactly the front is house. There is a temple of Ras Bihari. Ras Bihari means the temple of Ras Bihari has a murti which is half Krishna and half Radharani. One leg of Radharani, one leg of Krishna, half face of Radha, half face of Krishna. There is a manifestation of Ras, of Krishna, how they become one in Ras. So this is Brijbhushan Baba, Bidji Baba. And he had come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital for operation and he stayed for 2-3 months there actually. And a unique thing is that every day he would tell me one story. Pakka, that is Akrur Gaman. Akrur has come to Nandgaon. There are 2-3 pastimes in Nandgaon which are very, very, very touchy for all these Nandgaon vases. They cannot just forget those pastimes. They keep on reciting. And that melts their heart. Because Akrurji came and took Krishna away from there. So these Akrur Gaman, and they had a wrestling match and they killed Krishna, killed Kamsa. And then after that one unique thing happened. And this Baba would tell me the story that how Krishna touched the feet of Devaki and Vasudev and told them ki Maya and Baba, I have not served you for so many years, I stayed away from you. Now whatever you say I will do and I will stay with you only. This point he would tell and he would cry like a baby, you know, completely out of control. He shed tears like a baby and cry again and again. And he told me this several times, and every time he would come to this point, he would cry. So I asked Radhana Swami Maharaj that, I can't understand, you know, this is, what kind of confidential understanding is there behind? He said, when Akrur came, it was a very sad story for them, where he took away Krishna. Then Krishna killed Kamsa. But at the point of Krishna promising his mother and father that I will stay here now, was the heartbreaking point for all Nandagam bosses. And Nanda Baba was witness to that. He saw Krishna talking to Vasudev and Devaki that I will now stay here only, serving you. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. So immediately she said, we want to send you to Gurukula in Ujjain, to Sandipani. That means long time. That means 12 years at least he is not going to come back. And Nanda Maharaj had to come back. He was so ashamed. He was so embarrassed. He was so much in pain that he didn't want to go to Nandagam. Because how he will show his face to Yashoda? Yashoda will say, I sent you with Krishna Balaram. You are supposed to bring them back to Nandagaon. And where are they? So what will I tell her? What will I explain to her? How will I pacify her? So he was too much embarrassed. So much so that on the way from Mathura to Nandagaon, there's one village called Gaurav. Today if you go from bypass road, there's one village called Gaurav is there. Why it's called Gaurav? Because the Gaurav village vasis, they received Nanda Maharaj with great pomp, great reverence, and did Gaurav to him. You know, they really glorified him and wanted to give gifts to him. But his mind was not in any of these things what they were doing to him. His mind was, he was only taking a break in between, somehow to, you know, gather himself, how to face Yashoda. So he was like passively involved in all that glorification. And he left from there and finally he came. This story is very instructive. Very touching. He came here and Mother Yashoda came to know Nanda Baba has come. She was very happy. She already had cooked sweetmeats and she had was fresh butter she had churned and she had kept everything ready for Krishna, that so many days have passed and I have not served my Lala. So she was waiting eagerly and she is asking, where is Krishna and Balaram? Are they coming behind? Are they lost in games on the pasture fields on the way? Are they coming with you? Where are they? So she's asking very happily and laughingly, where is they? Where are they? Where are they? And no response from Nanda Maharaj. So she understood something is wrong. So she went to Nanda Maharaj and asked, where are they? I want to feed on my breast Krishna and Balaram. I want to give them makan. I want to love them. I want to give them bath. Where are they? So he said, they have not come with me. So she said, laughing, you are joking, you are making fun of me. I know they are playing in the pasture ground. No, I could not bring them. Because he told Devaki and Vasudev, fell at their feet and told them that I will stay with you and I will do whatever you want. And that time Mother Yashoda fainted. She fell down. After some time she gathered herself And she got up and she was so angry with Nanda Maharaj. What kind of father you are? Look at that Dasharath. Dasharath was a great father. He had more love for Ram than you have for Krishna and Balram. He died in separation. Why you didn't die in Nandagaon, in Mathura, before coming to Nandagaon? What made you continue your life? Why you are surviving? You should have died over there only, before showing your face to me here without Krishna and Balram. And you can see Nanda Maharaj's position. Huh? He is also in pain. Don't think that he was happy and only she was in pain. He was in equal pain as much as her. He was bearing that pain since long time, much before the Yashoda also, right? He was bearing that pain all the way. He was composing himself, trying to gather himself, took a break in between, came, meditating, how will I tell Mother Yashoda all these things? So he was in too much of pain already, and with her harsh words, he was almost shattered. But he tolerated all her harsh words, knowing well they were not intentional. They were only out of love for Krishna and Balram. And she talked and talked and talked and really harshly insulted him like anything. And she got tired and she got exhausted. And she sat down with tears in her eyes. And that time Nanda Maharaj started speaking. Please listen carefully. What did he speak? He said, "It was very easy for me to die if I wanted to die. And I wanted to die. Why should I live when Krishna is not going to be with us? But before I left, Krishna told me, I will come back soon. And that is the only reason I am surviving. My soul from my heart is eager to leave this wretched body and die very soon. But he told me that he is going to come back." And imagine Yashoda, if he comes back and he finds his Baba dead, what will happen to him? So Yashoda, you also want to die, I know. But imagine if he comes and knows my dear Mother Yashoda also has passed away, if he comes to Nandagaon, what will happen to him? So Mother Yashoda, we have to live for him. I am trying to maintain my body and soul together just to wait for Krishna and to please him. The day he returns, he should see you and me alive, receiving him with great love and affection. So this is the height of transcendental parental affection which Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda have constantly exhibited over here. When Uddhavji came here, he thought that I will teach them yoga, I will teach them pranayam, and I will nourish them, you know, in yogic way, and I will pacify them of all their separation and everything pains. Because yogis are supposed to be very tranquil. They're not supposed to have pains of separation and happiness, and they're supposed to be sama. So he came, and he came to Nandagaon, and he was inquiring, where is the house of Nanda and Yashoda? So people told, who were also already morose and crying, they told, you see these two rivers? Yes, I see the two rivers. Please go at the banks of these rivers and go on ascending on the mountain from there where they are coming. You will reach the house of Nanda and Yashoda. So they are amazed. So they explained to him, the day Krishna and Balram have left Nandagaon, they have not stopped crying. They are continuously crying, and the rivers from their eyes are flowing as two rivers, one from Yashoda's eyes and one from Nanda Maharaj's eyes. And when Uddhava was completely amazed to see this love, he could not speak to them. He could not compose himself what to speak to them. And then he met gopis. This is also one of the most intimate, intense experiences of Nandagaon. When Uddhav came here. Even today also, they perform Uddhav Leela for 8 continuous days, for 8 to 10 hours a day. Where they perform the exchanges between Uddhav and the gopis and Krishna. So you can understand that this place is surcharged and completely satisfied, saturated with the parental affection of Nanda and Yashoda, and also the friendship from the Sakhas. So we will end over here, because we are getting late to go to place of Prasadam, and we will go to Pavan Sarovar also from here. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vishwaroop Prabhu ki.